The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a happier, happy hour. I got Dom laughing already.
Oh, my God.
Donald Trump, welcome to a fantastic. Yes,
fantastic Tuesday.
Fantastical Tuesday edition.
Greatest Tuesday show ever.
Donald Trump and Racine. And we are not playing any more sound. No, not of no. Trump or the attendees. But Dom did note a few of the important points that Trump made. Here, Dom. Here in Racine, where I spent earlier today, and then efficiently drove to Waukesha to use the interwebs to post the sound and Maggie's charger. And then I drove to Brady Street, Milwaukee, the horrible city it is.
It's so terrible.
To do this fine radio broadcast.
Thank you for making Milwaukee better.
A secret bunker location. It's the best part of Milwaukee right here.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
So, Dom, I'm really going to leave the meat on the bone for you here. Can you please inform our fair audience what Donald Trump likes most about Milwaukee, or at least his trip to Racine?
The Journal Sentinel reporting Hope Carnop, Rachel Hare, Molly Beck, Tristan Hernandez, the whole crew over there doing a bang-up job. Thank you.
Yeah, where were you? Here. I was there. They were there.
Here's the reporting. Trump, who spoke along the harbor of Lake Michigan, he called it beautiful, end quote. Much better this, or sitting on the Pacific of the Atlantic, which has sharks. Trump said to laughter from the crowd, I'll take the one without the sharks.
He's still fearful of the sharks. We were just noting the fact it was beautiful there on the Racine Lake Michigan shore. But I did think I saw a few dorsal fins.
I hope Carnot, I'm sorry. This is Sarah K. Burris over at the Raw Story. A few notes. Trump, apparently, we did play a little bit. Sorry, and you're welcome, and thank you, and I'm sorry. Trump apparently struggled through the rally today.
I am also sorry.
He's a couple of things. Joe Biden is forming, granting, mass think it. Trump meandered in a section of his speech. Joe Biden is forming, granting, mass think it. I think he's talking about the action on migrants. In another moment, he mispronounced.
I think we're going to need a bigger boat.
He mispronounced citizenship, calling it citizenship. Citizenship. Also, he went on to claim that Joe Biden, would be doing millions of dollars worth of cocaine during the debates.
Yes. Say hello to my little friend. No, he did that. We were listening to that part. Were we not?
He then randomly pivoted to talking about a laptop that somebody left behind, apparently confusing Hunter with Joe Biden. He also asserted pretty inflation between 40 and 50% rather than the 3.3% that's been recorded over the last 12 months.
What, you're going to fact check him now?
I mean, I'm just wanting to point out that maybe the things that he's saying to the faithful MAGA isn't necessarily maybe accurate. I mean, you imagine someone off like, oh my God, my opponent's doing millions of dollars worth of cocaine. I mean, any one little thing of these comments, people would be like,
these are the jokes. Remember the guy said he's funny. These are the jokes.
So the drug testing's a joke. Wanting to, you know, murder people, execute staffers who are, you know, leaking during his administration, that's just a joke, right? better fight like hell. Or you're not gonna have a country anymore. That's the joke. I don't understand mega speak. I think when someone says something, I believe the words that they say, or at least believe that, you know, that's the words that came out of their mouth. Now the meaning behind all that, job joking around.
What did he mean when he said, "I'll take the one without the sharks"?
He loves himself some Lake Michigan, apparently.
Trump also falsely claimed he did much better in 2020 in Wisconsin than 2016.
He's been saying, so he won Wisconsin. He's telling you folks, he won Wisconsin. He didn't win Wisconsin. You realize that, Mega, right? Let's say it with me. Let's just get to a basis, a line that we can all agree on. Trump did not do better in 2020 than he did in 2016.
Here's what I would say, MAGA people, between now and election day. If you hear someone at the door, don't answer it. Landshark. Trump, again, falsely claims. Is it a false claim? He did much better in 2020 in Wisconsin than 2016.
Do they care? Or is it a joke? Is he senile? Is he just putting out the propaganda? Does he truly believe that he did better? Did anyone tell him that he actually didn't? That we did recounts in two of the biggest counties in Wisconsin? And actually Joe Biden got more votes after you paid for him, Trump? What about that? Does that matter for real, people? You just heard the guy tell you. Do you believe that? Is that a joke? Am I funny to you? Do I make you laugh? Oh, I'm a clown now? Do I entertain you?
Give me a drink, Spider, already. Dominic, as noted earlier, Vivek Ramaswamy, the ass kiss of the primary season.
Well, he did compare. He did say that Donald Trump is our
general. Quote.
Oh, please.
Here's what he said, because this one is a real sign of loyalty, let's just
is
say.
Is that what it is?
They made those sacrifices in 1776, and I believe today it's a 1776 moment. In 2024, and Donald Trump is the George Washington of our moment. That is what I believe. Dude, that is why I'm here today. I mean, consider the entertainment value alone in this,
he's
mass hallucination we've seen.
It's amazing. I mean, he's George Washington, he's Mother Teresa, he's Jesus. I mean, he's all the best of everything and not at all the worst of everything.
And of course, the wanker also had his shining moment. The former gubernator of the state of Wisconsin.
Scott, you're coming with us. God, I hope that means the clink. What'd you do?
Hope he's got a good effing criminal offense attorney. Dom, let's take some callers. And then a pivot to the executive order of Joe Biden. Want to get your opinion about that, folks. 844-967-2789. What a contrast. We got a rally full of Trumpsters down in Racine. They're cheering for the mass deportation.
Get them out. Yep.
Even the Latinos. Even the Latinos. I mean that literally, even the Latino immigrants that were there supportive of Trump were pretty much down for the deportation of others. We waited in line to deport the others. That was the common thread.
Husband also not yet a citizen?
Not a citizen, okay. And benefited directly from this new executive order rolled out by the Biden administration. Should he be
deported then? I guess I'm unclear what her position is on deporting of her husband. I guess maybe it depends on the day.
Well, her young son was very aware that his dad had to get a pardon. You know, part of the Joe Biden policy choice, my understanding, pardon in place, where let's say dad, to be granted some sort of immigration status, a green card, whatever the case may be, dad doesn't have to go back to Colombia.
Start over. Go
and
back.
Start over.
Line. Yeah.
That might be good for dad. You know, airplane tickets to Colombia can get pricey now.
Mass deportation. Don't we pay for that? The taxpayers? Who's paying for that?
Don't we always?
844-967-2789. Cam from Appleton, you are up. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, guys. It feels excellent to exercise the right to be able to call in before CJ.
He's been waiting for a long time, but go ahead.
Since last night.
right, I was
wondering if, like, you know how I send you guys information over the text lines? You read it off on good faith that I'm not yanking your chain, but usually it's names that I completely made up just for you guys to read. And I wonder if anyone could slip Trump one of those during one of his speeches and see if he could talk about U.S. Senator Drew Peacock and Lieutenant Governor Dixie Normus. You know, I'd want to know what he thinks about it, if he would make up anything on the spot or not.
Cam, are you telling us your texts don't have credibility? That you are
correct
boom-swoggling the greatest radio show ever through the text line, and you know only one of us reads the text line, Cam? So that
4 months.
Ergo, you're messing with Crudy.
I think what he's trying to say is Trump perhaps is like Anchorman. We'll read the last thing on the teleprompter.
F you, San Diego, you horrible
go
city.
F yourself, Milwaukee. 844-967-2789. Appreciate it, Cam. Yeah, thanks, Cam.
I'll look for you on the text line.
Mark, from the sack, you're up. Welcome, Mark. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, it sounds like Trump is genuinely a man for all seasons. He's like Thomas, St. Thomas More, that
right.
You know, ready to stand up for the people, completely honest. You know, as the day is long, and is it just
he wears the same suit in all seasons. It was 90 plus with the humidity or whatever. Man, dude's wearing the same blue suit, red tie, white shirt, MAGA hat. I mean, the guy's got no internal thermostat, apparently, Mark.
Well,
and thanks for the Landshark comment, because I was thinking that to myself. Show up at Donald Trump's door wearing a Landshark costume and watch him stroke out because he's so terrified of sharks.
I think, and thank you for the call, Mark. Reptiles, right? They don't hold the heat.
UPS.
Yeah, you gotta absorb it. Maybe it's V. Remember V?
I do.
They're reptiles.
They were the lizard people?
Yeah. Maybe Trump's a lizard person.
You know, I'm thinking more of that one that Trump Jr. state now. Kimberly Guilfoyle, have you seen her lately? Talking about ugly from the inside out.
Not great.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's Shark Week. Trump's in town.
He really loves Lake Michigan. There's no sharks in it.
No sharks. How do you know?
Vote for me.
What if we put a shark in Lake Michigan just to taunt Trump? Would it survive? Do we have any sharky marine biologist out there?
This thing's gonna bite you in the ass.
You know, we need to invite Left Shark to Milwaukee for the RNC. I don't know if he'd come to a horrible city like this.
I mean, it is pretty bad, but better with you. 844-967-2789.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to Shark Week with the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Not our fixation.
No.
Trump's. He came to Racine and he had to admire the lake because it lacks sharks.
Great. That's why they call it a great lake. It's
no
great.
Sharks.
There's no sharks.
Free sharks.
No.
What an odd fixation.
I mean, sharks can be kind of scary, man. I mean, I saw.
When do you think the last time Trump went in the water? I mean, he saw Jaws in 1976.
This is what I'm saying.
Jaws, don't go back scary. In the water. He has not been back in the water since.
Don't go in the water.
Trump's not swimming.
So good. That original Jaws.
Swimming?
That original Jaws is still good. I mean, that's how good that movie was. You watch it now, it's still a good movie. And Donald Trump is scared to death of sharks, and that's fine. I mean, I'm a big fan of heights, but when I'm talking to the
people, who I
are you going to bring up? Oh, sharks! It's a shark. And he says that like all the time.
I have a great fear of heights, and I was in a hotel the other day at the Potawatomi on the 8th floor, and I looked out, and I was a little scared.
No, I like being on the ground floor. I like always swimming on the ground floor. This is what I prefer. You know, I've got heights, and I like a 2-story building.
I like Madison. You can't have any buildings taller than the Capitol because I think I should have.
Except for all the liberals.
Building there. Height supremacy, and of course, Trump being the opposite, Dom, bragged about the height of his building after 9/11.
Now it's the tallest building in New York. Got now, that going for me, which is nice.
There has been some question, Dom, of whether or not Donald Trump's going to stay in Milwaukee at his own convention, the horrible city that
Trump
it
Chicago,
is.
Chicago, man. Why would he stay in this horrible city?
Well, it's being reported by the local ABC 7 in Chicago, your news leader, Dom, that that's exactly what he had in mind. And the Journal Sentinel's picked up on this. And apparently there's been a flippy floppy, Dom. The campaign of former President Donald Trump today denied a report, fake news, saying he would stay in Chicago during the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next month. But ABC 7 in Chicago, your news leader, cited an unnamed, high-ranking law enforcement source who told the television station that Trump planned to commute to Milwaukee, with a second source confirming the account and a third saying he's making plans to stay in Chicago. Now, we are making plans to stay in Chicago for the DNC in Chicago. I've got those plans. I booked the reservations. But it would seem less intelligent to book a hotel room in, let's say, Milwaukee during the DNC in Chicago and commute down each day.
Right.
Then I'm just staying at the Salvia's. You know what I'm saying? Got a pool in a pond over there, right?
That'd be good for you.
So anyways, the New York Times reported that Trump had planned to stay at the Trump Hotel in Chicago. But that changed today after reporters from the Times and the Chicago station ABC News 7, your news leader, started asking about it. Trump campaign spokesperson Carolyn Leavitt told the Journal Sentinel that Trump would be staying in Milwaukee for the RNC. I hope it's the good look one to them.
The one on the west side.
I got dropped off at the bad look one to once Trump. You don't want to stay at the bad look.
No, it's not. If you're going to stay, you know, stay for a couple hours. You know what I'm saying? In and out.
I do know what you're I literally walked in my room and walked out. The convention, and you know, as long as it's got clean sheets, I'm not that particular. But
let's
just say,
sheets?
It didn't have, like, I forget. I think I told you at the time it lacked for a comforter. And then there were cigarette burns on the bed. And my wife just looked at me and said, No, not staying here.
Are you kidding?
Can we see where Trump's staying?
That sounds like a fine hotel compared to some of the places you brought me to. I think, was it Cleveland? Oh, we were traveling to New York. We went to some crappy hotels, man.
You can't blame me for accommodations in the RNC host city.
Well, that crappy city.
You got a refrigerator box for me when the RNC comes to town?
Garen Randolph, a spokesperson for the Biden campaign, said, of course, Donald Trump doesn't want to stay in Milwaukee. He thinks it's a horrible city. Never going to live that down. We don't want him here either. Wisconsinites rejected him 4 years ago, and we will again this November.
844-967-2789. You know.
Come on, you think Trump really changed his mind? You think this was a thing? He was going to stay at Trump Tower in Chicago, and now he's got what? It's hard for me to believe
that. Got pressured?
That. Yeah. What,
a little
really?
Peer pressure?
Hey, Trump, don't talk about sharks anymore. You know, what pressure works with a guy like Donald Trump? The only thing that works with him is, like, I don't know, gag orders and convictions. You know, he doesn't listen to, he's pressure. What's pressure?
Candy what Graham. Pressure? That was on the text line. Quite clever. WAUK texter.
Candy Graham.
Hey, 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 Cam says, to be fair, I do it to every radio station all day long. He's the no longer credible on the text line guy. I have such a good clip of Mino and the mayor reading off Dixie Normus several times in a row. I'm going to check the archive history here, Cam. Find out what you've been making me say on the radio. Annie from Watertown. How's he staying cool? Mormon's not the only ones with magic underwear.
Oh,
Trump has magic Depends.
Little air conditioning unit, little battery.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't like oppressively warm, but who wears a suit in the freaking heat and humidity? I mean, that must be the South Florida.
I mean,
trend.
I don't know that you could cover up the body with a golf shirt and some khakis. You know, that's not a great look for the guy. I mean, looks good on you though. you got a free bowl of soup with that shirt.
You know, the other thing I did do today,
what
I tried to note all the Brewers fans in the crowd. There were quite a few.
Oh, really? Yeah, nice.
And I asked them, where do you listen to your Brewers? And many of them chose the local station, WRJN.
That's an old station.
It is, but just got the Brewers last year. That's a new acquisition for that
station. Oh, well
done. Along with the Badgers, the Bucks, and the Packers. The Packers came with.
Any cubby heads in the crowd?
None. It was a very relatively local crowd. A lot of people, one guy, Randy, wearing his Brewer shirt. Randy, where are you from? He was like 15 blocks away from home. There's another guy. He was pretty profane. I couldn't play him on the radio. Don was wearing a
dirty Don.
He was wearing a bright red, you know, like Gilligan style MAGA hat. And his kid looked all scrawny and small.
Feed the kids, Ron. Don.
The children are our future.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a fantastic Tuesday edition, a happier happy hour, rolling through it with your phone calls and your text. There are some clever texters out there today. Wanted to throw one out there for consideration. Dom, Andrew from Verona, you're going to hell for this one, Andrew. The Trump followers are used to wearing white pointy hats around fires, so of course they can handle the heat.
And usually down south, too. It gets really, really hot down there.
Crudy, you keep saying it's a local crowd. How many black people were there? Well, there were a few black vendors, one of whom did not want to be interviewed. Said he was not from Racine, though. Made that very clear. How many black people were there? Less than zero. You know, Trump is doing very well with the blacks, or so he says. Let me guess, they were all put out front and center behind him. No, that was mostly white people as well, but I will be honest. I did meet one Latino family on Alejandra and her sons, Matthew being the little shaver, and Ted from Milwaukee, who also claimed Latino roots when it was time to do the mass deportation. That's it. That was the diversity in the crowd.
That was it.
It was different shades of pale. It was like 50 shades of white, Dom.
Didn't Trump win Racine like 52-48, something like that, in 2020?
I'm sorry, you must have mistaken me for Google.
844-967-2789. We will move on. President Joe Biden, the actual president, a real president, someone who's going to take some action on immigration. Of course, he encouraged, there was a bipartisan Senate bill to address some of the immigration challenges we have. That passed the Senate, died in the House at the request, demand, command of their orange god. So, you know, then Biden did some executive action the other day, going to limit some entries. And now Biden does another thing. According to NBC News, a new policy shielding undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens from deportation. A move that would shield about 500,000 immigrants from deportation. According to NBC News, the White House announced the election year policy on Tuesday, framing it as new action to keep families together. Well, more here. During a ceremony at the White House, Biden called these steps a common sense fix to a system that is cumbersome, risky, and separates families. So the order would go into effect this summer. It's stressed that would not benefit people who recently came into the country. Instead, it would help people who are paying taxes and contributing to our country and their family members. It's the biggest thing since DACA, said a source familiar with the matter.
What do you think about the contrast in policy? I know I'm interrupting you. You literally have a Trump crowd cheering for mass deportations, Trump promising that if elected to a second term, and it seemingly is a winning proposition, at least to his most faithful.
even to the megas, aren't those the good immigrants, quote unquote, the ones that are, you know, married to a citizen, working, paying taxes? Aren't those the one you would want?
You know, I was dying to ask someone about chain migration in Melania.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Trump, of course, today said he would rip up and throw out this new immigration policy. The new program is expected to be challenged in court. Of course it will. Noting the likelihood of lawsuits, Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, said in a statement that passing legislation would be the only action that will fully allow these deserving individuals to put down roots, start families, further their education, and continue contributing to our society without fear of deportation. But he also acknowledged that getting a bill through Congress would be unlikely given Republican opposition to previous immigration overhauls. Previous immigration overhaul is a previous, it's an immigration U-Haul. They want to take them all up and ship them all out, go back to where you came from. They took our jobs. Yeah, we have really, really, really low unemployment, like historic low unemployment in this country right now. We got jobs that, you know, those 18-year-old kids don't want, that aren't taking.
They didn't apparently have any jobs. They're hanging out at Trump rally at
Tuesday afternoon
for hours, just waiting in line.
Don't you have jobs? The contrast. I mean, you can't, like many things between these two gentlemen, can't get much more opposite, this being one of them. Well, what about the concept? I mean, I want personally, and we as a country need immigrants in this country. This country was built on immigrants, quote unquote, right? My grandfather came over from Sicily.
He did it the right way. I know. But here's the problem. It's an election year. And while I think it's good policy, it's bad election year policy. You want to be the president. You're being accused of open borders. You're being accused of effectively amnesty, right? That's what Trump's already at his rally today claiming. Open borders, Biden. Well, that doesn't help to push back on that characterization.
But it doesn't matter because he's not going to get those voters anyway. You know, what he's going to do is going to shore up perhaps some independents, perhaps some progressives that were mad that his last action on the border. And he's going to literally help some people that are, you know, in a system that needs to be overhauled, man. These are the quote unquote good ones. These are the ones we want. You know, these are some of the very fine people too, on the other side of Trump's comments. You know, maybe they don't have the calves the size of cantaloupes, but you know, these are the ones that we want if you're a mega. And if you don't want that, and you talk to Alejandra, who herself would benefit from this and still would vote for Trump. And I would just say, Alejandra, you know, based on the accent and the way you look, you know, the blood tribe doesn't care. You know what I'm saying? The hardcore.
I do know what you're
they
saying.
They don't give a damn who you voted for. What do you look like? How'd you get in here? Oh, you're just a citizen for a couple of years. So what? You're with the rest of them. It doesn't stop because you checked a box.
Well, I would wonder if she likes to have that power over her spouse, the power of threatened deportation. You know, hubby. When my guy Trump talks about mass deportation, he's talking about you, right?
Oh.
Now take that trash out.
I told you. And leave me alone. No snoring.
844-967-2789. I saw something I perceive as hilarious. Not really important in the whole scheme of things. Steve Bannon lashes out at MSNBC, and you'll never guess why. Conservative podcaster.
Yes.
Host Influencer. Steve Bannon lashed out at MSNBC Tuesday after he was labeled a convicted felon. During a segment on his War Room podcast, Bannon talked about his plan to replace up to 10 million government employees with supporters of Donald Trump. That's part of the 2025 project, right? But don't forget, please don't ever forget the 8 million. I think there's 18 million contractors overall, if you count every person that they pay. But I think there's like 8 million executive or quasi-executives. Those contracts can all be canceled. It should be canceled and will be canceled. Then he argued that Democrats, not Republicans, were violating political norms. You indicted a president, 10 times with 91 charges, 700 years in prison, and you're trying to put him in prison in New York situation on the situation with the woman from years ago. That's not true. With taking his company away and the $500 million fine, And then what happened with the Alvin Bragg fiasco? Disaster, embarrassment, Bannon complained. That's your norm? Well, hey, it ain't America's norm, and it ain't going to be America's norm. I don't want to go to Rainbow Land. You can't make me
go to Rainbow Land.
Now, Bannon complained that a TikTok post from MSNBC called him a convicted felon, which could prevent him from consorting with Trump. And now the White House, it's reported the White House is saying, hey, Biden has got to lean into the convicted felon, he opined. And by the way, MSNBC producers, you got to be better. When you put up a TikTok that's got me in there and I'm not a convicted felon, it's a misdemeanor. Well, I stand corrected.
Wait, but didn't he accept a pardon from Trump for his fraud on the build the wall thing? And when you accept a pardon, don't you have to admit the guilt of the crime?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Just want to be clear on that.
It's a misdemeanor, Dom.
It's a misdemeanor. Yeah. Showed you MSDNC. It's just a misdemeanor.
You ought to get a staff that can do some checking for accuracy. Now, Dom, a federal judge recently ordered Bannon to report to prison on July 1st before the holiday weekend, Dom.
Oh, man.
After he was convicted of 2 misdemeanor counts of contempt of Congress. They're misdemeanors, I tell you.
You don't know what a misdemeanor is.
Before leaving office, Trump pardoned Bannon after he was charged with felonies for allegedly defrauding donors with a charity scheme. Scam.
Allegedly.
Scam, actually.
Scam.
They use the word scam, much like the Trump supportive did when asked about the criminal convictions. The word I heard often. Those were scam charges.
Sham.
It's a scam. Oh, that's sham. Right. That was a sham. This is a scam.
There's so many shams and scams and rigging. And
can we just call it grifting, money laundering, insurrection against the U.S. government, stealing classified documents?
Rebellion, treason?
Treason's something else.
Is it? We don't know what he did with those docs. Will we ever know?
Not if his appointee Eileen Canning does her job right. Where's the Supreme Court ruling on the absolute immunity?
Today is the 18th of June, 2024. Presumably, by the end of June, no later than the first week or so of July.
Do you think they will drop that ruling before the debate next week? The debate next Thursday, mano a mano, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime. You'll be there at the Barrymore Theater. Ooh. Free. Oof. Madison, Wisconsin. Come on over. We'll be hosting a panel discussion and then a watch party. CNN's debate. We'll probably have to watch the C-SPAN version, whatever the non-copyrighted version is. But we'll watch it. Same moderator.
The Raging Cajun. Carville. Said something the other day, he's taking even money that Trump wouldn't show up. It's a possibility. Like I said, man, it's a possibility.
He was polling his audience in Racine today about the debate. Who's going to watch me at the debate next Thursday?
Who's going to watch me testify? I mean, the guy says he's going
to
do things.
Pull a few punches because, I'd whoop his ass so bad.
I'm gonna have to take it easy. I'm going to sandbag a little bit so I can make sure I can keep Trump on the ticket because, I don't want Michelle Obama or Kamala Harris or, Gavin Newsom or, someone else coming in to, slide in and take over the presidency from Joe Biden. So he's gonna sandbag it a little bit, man. He's not going to try as hard as he would, or maybe he just doesn't show up because, sharks. There's no audience there, man. You got to put shark shirts on and go in the audience.
Land shark.
That's it, man. When you come to Milwaukee, we need sharks. We need lots of sharks. Bring your sharks. They had the kite festival down on the lakefront at Veterans Park a couple weeks ago. Big sharks and whales and octopus in the sky. Very super cool. So I think when the RNC comes to this horrible city of Milwaukee, we need to let them know it's like shark infested, man. I want to make this thing like West Side Story. It's going to be so many sharks, they don't know what to do.
You sure those aren't the Jets?
Pretty sure.
Is Aaron Rodgers coming to town? You know what? I'm momentarily distracted because I do read the text line, as you well know, apparently to my own chagrin, Dom.
Come on,
because
Cam
put a video of him scamming us. Apparently he said, here's my favorite one. Like, there's more than one, but this is his favorite time when he scammed the greatest radio show ever. You're banned.
Cam at least
from trash texting.
No, you can text us. It's easy. It's free. You can send pictures and video. You can make your comments known. 844-967-2789.
I can't believe Cam sent us. I'm going to look it up, but I can't even remember the episode. I'm like, I don't know these names. These don't seem right. But I repeated them, didn't I, Cam? And you videoed it. And now you're sticking it in my nose. You're correcting me on the radio, Cam, because you know it's one of my favorite things. I love that as much as Donald Trump loves sharks. Come back with us. One last segment. Shark Week for everyone, except for Cam, maybe CJ. 844-967-2789. Can't believe I got scammed.
Sham. It's a Cam sham.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Shark Week to us all. It's our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844. 967-2789.
Cam's banned.
It's official.
He sent the video of him scamming us. And he
well, I was scammed too. Did I fall for it?
You giggled. You laughed.
Well, okay. But I always laugh. That doesn't mean anything. I'm a laughy guy. I'm easily amused. Man,
certainly are.
Makes for a glorious life.
Now give me a drink, Spider. He sent us video of him scamming us. It was
you.
Okay, I read it. But it was when the peanut butter jelly story came out, and he made the claim that there had been...
What was the peanut butter jelly story?
And I even tried to verify this before we went on the air, and I'm like Googling it. I'm like, oh, I just didn't find it in time. You know, because sometimes you don't have time. But he claimed that there had been a sexual liaison between the lieutenant governor of South Carolina and some other Republican operative. And I believe he told us the lieutenant governor was somebody Peacock. And her real name is Pamela Avett. She's been the lieutenant governor since 2018. So
you got T-Bowed, man?
I got
T-Bowed. Oh, Cam, you can't T-Bow a dude and just think you can call up again, man.
Now you're in trouble.
Yeah, see? You better watch yourself, young man.
844-967-2789. And then to rub the video evidence in my nose, in my face.
Hey, man, he has a better idea of our library than we do. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, you are up. Happy, happy Shark Day. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, Devil Shark Day. You know, this Trump thing goes beyond me on most days. It comes to receding. But what really gets me is zero Republicans stood up against him when he trashed Milwaukee, because he did. And they can spin it however they want to, but he trashed the city they're going to hold a convention in. And I don't know when you let this guy go. I guess never. But for the state of Wisconsin, and for me, because I have relatives in the Milwaukee area, I went to vocational school down there. It's a great, great city. So I don't get it. How can you trash a city? Not a congressional delegation of the GOP stood up and said that's wrong. I don't know of a single Republican in this.
Whoever stood up to Trump about anything, any topic, something more important than him calling Milwaukee horrible. Like, hey, man, maybe we shouldn't nuke a hurricane. Maybe we should react to the COVID pandemic. Man. Maybe we should warn the people. You know, things like that, Paul.
Maybe we shouldn't plan the overthrow of the government when you lose the election. I mean, that might be an idea. Or we could do exactly the opposite. We could enable a guy like that and then become part of the conspiracy. I mean, well, it depends on what you want to do. All those, anybody who had any semblance of honor and decency, which is hard to say. I'm longing for the days of Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. It's hard. I mean, they merged their agenda, though. So, you know, it's, at the end of the day, he's the guy who they think can get to the White House, and they're going to do everything and anything they can to kiss his ass and put aside any sense of service or loyalty or honor to the Constitution and whatever their mommy and daddy taught him when they were just wee little kids growing up, all to worship at the altar of power with their vessel, Donald Trump.
Let the Lake Michigan sharks eat me, Mr. Trump.
Well, I'm with Dom. There's nobody to stop him if he does, and I don't think he's going to get elected president, but he'll burn it down. Everything's on the table, so and I'm not just doing scare tactics here. The fact remains Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, all of it is on the table. The Supreme Court has proved with Roe that they'll agree with him on anything. That's the end of my story today. See you guys next Thursday.
All right, Paulie, appreciate it, man.
You know, we went into a place last night, no cola to mix with my preferred rum product. So I had a couple spotted cows.
So you just rolled with it.
I rolled with it. Although I did feel like it was rigged and a scam.
It's a sham.
A sham.
And
a
scam. Sham.
You know, it's a scam and a sham, but CJ has been holding for nearly 2 days.
Yeah, wow.
And it leaves us with a difficult situation.
I mean, what's that? What do you think?
Well, you know, the more generous candidate, Joe Biden, would offer amnesty and perhaps welcome him back as a full citizen with of the devil nation.
Open arms and you know, finding common ground and all in support and appreciation of this great country that we have.
But on the other hand, Trump would send him back.
Well, I mean, on the other hand, this is not a democracy, man. This is the devil's advocate.
So we're dictators on day one. And I mean, you know, we're approaching 3,000 shows.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. 3,000 days on the radio. 3,000.
Rich is like, you got a long way to go, boys.
CJ, I tell you what, man, you hold on for 3,000 minutes. Yeah. And we'll work you into.
In honor. 1 minute for every show. Well, in honor.
We'll work you back, you know, sometime. Whenever 3,000 minutes from now, but constantly on hold. If we see a drop off, it starts over.
You got to go back to the end of the line, leave the country, go to the back of the line.
Thank you, Rich, for all the hard work you did to gather the sound for us.
Thank
and
you,
our fair
Crudy,
audience.
For actually going out and doing all that, man.
Yeah, someone's got to do some work around here.
Come on, next time, go change their mind, will you?
I need beer and a campfire. I'm going to need some tequila, too, yeah. And some weed. And a wingman! Thank you all for listening.
You're welcome. I ain't looking for trouble, it's looking for me.